Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
You will forget that Matthew is not Nahum. There is something about reading your own Bible, hard copy. It has a different touch from phone, iPad. I'm not talking about here. I'm saying like when you are studying at home. So I have come with my own Bibeli today. So you can see, I don't have iPad. This is all I have. This is what Jesus put in my hands when I came to him. So this one doesn't need battery. It doesn't need to be charged. Ready to go. Are we good? Okay, let's read. Please follow me as I read. From verse 12. How think ye if a man have 100 sheep and one of them go astray? Does he not leave the 99? Does he not leave the 99 and goeth into the mountains and seeketh that which is gone astray? And if so be that he findeth it, verily I say unto you, he rejoiceth more of that sheep than of the 99 which went not astray. Even so, it is not the will of God, the will of your Father which is in heaven, that one of these little ones should perish. Please pay attention to that verse. It is not the will of God. Moreover, if your brother shall trespass against you, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone. And if he shall hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother. But if he will not hear thee, then take with you one or two more. That is talking about one or two more brothers or two more people in who are Christians. And if he will not hear thee, then take with thee one or two more, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses every word shall be established. And if he shall neglect to hear them, then tell it unto the church. But if he neglect to hear the church, let him be unto you as a heathen and a publican, or in another word, as an unbeliever. Verily I say unto you, verse 18, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. 21 and 22. Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till seven times? Jesus said unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but 77 times, 70 times 7. That is how much, what's this called? 70 times 7. 490. 490 times a day. This message is titled God's Recipe for Christian Forgiveness. So, we are just going to study this because there's no time. Let's just study this one. Now, let me start by telling you, by way of introduction, that there are things you may read in the Bible, especially the words that come directly from the mouth of Jesus. They are not suggestions. They are instructions. This is the way God has determined that we should live. You may go to India tomorrow on the first flight and see Hindu worshippers preaching love, preaching forgiveness. It is not the same thing. You may go to Saudi Arabia and you hear them saying love, love, love. My sister, I'm talking about Jesus here. Whatever Jesus says, you must settle it in your heart that it is not an advice. It is God's standard for how he expects us to respond under certain conditions. Are we good so far? Now, let's go back to verse 12. Jesus started and said, "How think ye, if a man have 100 sheep and one of them has gone astray, does he not leave the 99 and go into the mountains?" Now, I'm going to be very fast, so please stay with me. This scripture that I'm reading started with Jesus trying to explain something. And you will notice, if you stay with me, if this was Sunday, I would have taken this entire set of verses, that it was when Jesus dealt with this matter that he now started talking about the power of agreement prayer. Some people think that because you just see a brother, come and agree with me, I'm trusting God for something. Your brother is agreeing with you. But the prayer of agreement, and maybe I don't know, I'll talk about this very soon. The prayer of agreement is not as simple as many of us Pentecostals make it sound. That agreement is a legal term. If two of you shall agree, can two walk together except they be agreed? It is, let me tell you something. Let me just throw this one at you. Let me just hear it, then leave it when I come back to repeat it. If you and I decide that we want to be praying together, Pastor Kwe and myself, we decided that we wanted to agree on a matter and we wanted to seek the face of God. If Fumi comes 2 days after and she knows about that problem, maybe before coming, maybe she was privy to it, Fumi cannot join us again. That's how powerful the subject of agreement is. A lot of people don't know this. He says, it's my brother. He knows about my situation. No. We sat down and agreed that this is how we want to seek the Lord. Three has now become a crowd. For the moment we say, "Father, in the name of Jesus, we gather under your name," that agreement is between the two of us that started that prayer. You cannot go and bring your sister from Muonleru or from Kotangura to say, "Because I like her, she knows how to pray." No, you have violated a law that established agreement. But that is an aside. Still on verse 12. Jesus said that if a man, and when he said a man, Jesus was speaking about himself. Because many times when Jesus wants to establish doctrine, he will use what we can relate to, to explain how the heavens see a particular matter. Jesus said, if in our midst as a church, there is a brother that stops walking with the Lord. Please understand what we are saying here. Because we live in a society now where everybody is individualistic. Everybody wants to mind his business. If you try to correct a brother, I will ask you, is it your sin or my sin? They will try to tell you, bro, I know you are spiritual, but you need to learn how to mind your business. People don't, the nature of church life doesn't permit you to be alone. The idea of church life is that I should be able to enter your space if there is a need to help you. But if I go to her and I say, "Look, you were not properly dressed last Sunday," the next question she will ask you is, the Bible says every man should be submitted to his own. Every woman should be submitted to her own husband. "Sir, am I your wife?" Say, "No." "You don't have the right to tell me whether I should cover my head or I should dress it. It is my husband that can correct me." Hallelujah. Misuse of scripture. And because these were the things our parents do, our olden days, our Orthodox churches, the churches that we used to attend, the Redeem of those days, the Four Square, the Gopher Means, some of those churches that we all knew growing up, CAC, everyone who claimed to be a genuine Christian must be open enough to allow for a Christian to speak into his life. And you will not feel like your privacy has been violated. This is the position of heaven. Please, that's why I'm reading it, because somebody will say, I want to start a cult now. I'm just reading the Bible. Such that if somebody amongst us decides to stop following the Lord, God does not expect us to begin to say, leave him, he's a useless man. Even when he was here, what did he contribute? When he was here, what was his value? No. If there is anything the Lord would expect, it is for the one who the Lord gives the grace amongst us, maybe one of the leaders, to get up, the shepherd will say, I'm going to look for him. And the shepherd will be confident enough that the other 99 will remain in church and continue worshiping the Lord till they recover the person that has been lost. Please pay attention to the language that Jesus used. He said, if a man has 100 sheep and one of them goes astray. See, let me tell you something. It is not the day that somebody stops coming to church that he went astray. The signs had started showing. The moment the person begins to criticize the community spirit. Please, are you with me now? The moment the person begins to criticize the community spirit. And say, why are they doing this? Because he has listened to the one man from the south. He now begins to question everything. The Bible says, if one goes astray. See, the man thought, he said, I can serve God on my own. That's how they started. But when Jesus spoke about it, he said the man went astray. Please, are you with me? That you are right doesn't mean that God is supporting you. The argument may be in your favor. But you have to realize that the way God established Christianity, the way he wanted it to operate, it was for us to live together as a community. You don't have what it takes to be leaving the church and you see one of your brothers on the road and you don't ask him, sir, which side are you going towards? You should not have a neighbor that is a Christian and he has nothing to eat. And you know, and you sat in your house and even the half cup of rice you had, you could not share it. The nature of the Christian faith is a communal faith. Any individualistic faith will not thrive. God refers to them as those who have gone astray. Because the one who went astray was looking for where there were green leaves, green vegetables. The scripture said that in verse 12, he said he went into the mountains. That sheep went into the mountains. What do you look for in the mountains? He is free. He doesn't, if he finds a very good vegetable or a grass, he will eat it alone. You understand? But if they had gone together, 100 sheep, all of them will have to share. Are you with me now? They will have to share that whatever vegetation he finds by the side of the mountain. But he likes this one because he will stay there, eat it alone, relax, decide to look for another one till a wolf will find him. Jesus said, if one of us stops walking with the Lord, we should treat it as high level emergency because that person has gone astray. That's what Jesus said, though. Jesus did not say, oh, he's still a man of faith, we should leave him. No! Because when you leave him, the man may leave quoting the Bible. After 3 weeks, what is he quoting? The moment the person stays at home and he doesn't go to church, he will say he's joining online service. Many people deceive themselves with online service. Because as you are joining the online service, you can see that the choir is ministering. Maybe you are not feeling the music. You just reduce the volume, start checking Facebook. No, let me check this other church. This one, they are praying. Let me join them. Then they say, when you finish. As Pastor Gwenga started preaching, he said, singing, oh God, preach. Me, I'm a man of prayer and the word. I don't, all these songs, the thing is not sounding well on YouTube. So just enter your message. The man has attended 7 online services and he cannot tell you what he learnt in any of them. He's not responsible to. There are some things we do. The scripture say we are right in our own eyes. But when God looks at it, he said this person is breaking the communal spirit. That is why even in an organization, some people will fight this thing I'm saying now. Because that's how they have been fighting all their lives. But when you work in an organization, before they finally tell you, okay, fine. What do you think the final interview is really about? Do you think it's about your knowledge? Do you think it's about your qualification? You were qualified before they called you. They saw your CV. They saw that you went to UniBen. They saw that you have video editing skills. They saw that you have sales skills. They already know if you are not qualified, they will not have invited you. They gave you an aptitude test, you passed. The final stage of the interview is to, one of the things they look at is whether this person is a good fit. Can he work as a team? Can he work? She's 33. The head of that department is 28. Can she work under somebody that is younger? Those are the things they look at. But you got there with that. You know, the Bible says there are 7 things the Lord hates. That's the message I wanted to preach today. I wanted to take 2. One of it is a haughty look, a prideful look. If I take that one now, you people will not be encouraged. So I say, let me look for forgiveness. And I think you will like that one. But you imagine that you just come there to terrorize the interview, the interview panel with your haughty look. You are the first person to go to London School of Economics. And you came with that aura. Say, this one cannot work here. Everybody, no organization will put their seal of approval on you if they notice that you are going to be trouble. The same thing in the faith. God always wants to protect the body of Christ, because among the body of Christ there are sheep, there are lambs. The sheep are the mature. So you notice this one that God went astray was a sheep. Are you with me now? That means he knew what he was doing. He started first of all from a self-righteous position until God managed to go and rescue him. The young lambs do not get as they don't go astray because they usually stay with their mothers. Even a goat that is stubborn, the baby goat still stays with his mother. So Jesus wanted us to understand that even though we may have somebody amongst us who is very individualistic, what is Jesus asking us to do? He said we must go after them. Hallelujah. Jesus said we must make every effort to go after those ones who have gone astray. Those ones who are now saying once saved, forever saved. Those ones who are saying that even if a man kills another human being, it's a matter between the two of them, but his name is still in the book of life. Those people that are saying that it doesn't matter what you do with your body, it is your spirit that is renewed in Christ. Hallelujah. They are telling you fantastically spiritual nonsense. And you are digesting, let me open to Galatians. I know all their scriptures. I want you all to see it. Therefore, be redeemed. When they start stressing those things, you that you have been struggling with unforgiveness, they will not put cement. You will never be able to forgive again. Because you heard a big man of God say, it doesn't matter. Meanwhile, Jesus clearly told us that there is one sin that hinders prayer. It is unforgiveness. Jesus told us that even if you're a prayer warrior, he said, if that lost prayer, say, forgive us. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who trespass. It's a conditional statement. You don't have the luxury of not forgiving. So when you have a brother or a sister that is not coming to church or that has stopped following Christ, or all of a sudden is posting satanic music, you know those people now. You know those who sing satanic songs. You don't know them. Some of you still danced to them last week. They are not here. Maybe they are online. Huh? I can give you some of their names. You understand? Because many times we need to call out these people so that you can know that they are not amongst us. If you bring out your phone and you find it filled with, even if it's a Christian song, and you find it filled with songs from Davido, Rema, and those other brethren, because they are not our brethren, those other brethren, you find those songs, Hira Star, you know, you find those people who are doing what their master has sent them to do. They are not lying about who they are, but you are lying about who you are. They cannot come to your church, but you have their songs. Church is quiet. Look, even if you are doing your wedding, it does not give you the right, because you are not a part-time Christian. I say you are not a part-time Christian. That you are doing your wedding or burial or whatever, birthday, does not give you the liberty to subscribe to those songs. That's how serious this thing is. And if you do it, there should be a brother among us to be able to say, or a sister, say, why are you doing this? It is the job of your brother or your sister to say, why are you doing this? This is against what we stand for. Okay, church is quiet. The Lord will bless you in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. God bless you. Go home and be in peace. Amen. Everywhere is quiet now. I thought I wanted to make you happy, but the way people are even looking at me, you make me I should have just preached my message on pride. It's like you people prefer that one. But can I also assure you of something? There is nobody that left that Jesus is not confident he cannot bring back. Hallelujah. So you also must not give up. Even when your brother says, leave me alone, I'm not part of this community. Amen. I serve God the way I know. Continue praying. Jesus did not give up. You see, Jesus was looking for one sheep across a big mountain. For me, why are you wasting time with one sheep when you have 99 that are faithful? That is not Jesus. It is only recently people knew that God leaves the one. God leaves the 99 and follows the one. It was recently people knew when they started singing it and vibing. That's when people knew. But the brother did not even tell us the verse. That thing is in the Bible. He leaves in 99. That was the day. Jesus shouted this thing for many years. Nobody practiced it, because everybody believes he is more important than the next person. But that is not our way. Please tell your neighbor, that is not our way. If Jesus did not give up, you must not give up. Look at verse 14. Beautiful. Verse 14, very quickly. Look at what Jesus said. Verse 14. He said, even so, hallelujah, it is not the will of your Father who is in heaven that any one of these should perish. You are the one who gave up. The heavens didn't give up. Many of us gave up too early. We gave up too early on our brothers that stopped coming. We gave up on our brothers that decided not to follow the Lord. Don't be deceived that somebody will say, I want to stay in my house and be a Christian. Leaving the community of believers is one of the clearest signs that you are backsliding, or you are already backsliding. Don't be deceived. Don't be deceived. Jesus knew the weight. Please, are you with me now? Jesus knew the weight of a sheep that has been trained over the years, a disciple, to suddenly decide to be on his own. He knew. One of the problems that happens to this kind of people is that some of the things they normally do for God, because there are no more in the community of believers, they will not do it. Let's assume you are in the evangelism department. Every Saturday, you go out to win souls. Now that you are alone, you will be looking for people online that will agree with the fact that you have chosen not to go to church. You will look for people who will be telling you salvation is in your heart. Everybody believe Jesus the way you want. Even, you know, Jesus is not the only way. You begin to hear, you see, Satan knows he has gotten you. So you'll be sending those videos, just be scrolling on Facebook, and you'll be, those are the videos, Satan will just plan for you. You'll be seeing all the people that got angry, that were offended because they were attended a church. Those are the videos Satan will be sending to you. Say, sure, you see, church is a scam. Church is a scam. Your office, where they maltreat you every day. You did not resign, no. You did not resign. You servant of money. You did not resign. Every time people offend you, it is God that will suffer for it. But you, your office, they gave you query, they insulted you Monday meeting, you still went the next day. Because money must be complete. Servants of money claiming to serve Christ. Today will be delivered though. Including the person talking to you. Yes. We must celebrate the unifying factor, which is the glory of God, and the knowledge of Jesus Christ are both personal sentiment. Jesus said, it is not his Father's will that any should perish. I rest my case there. I will come back with this one. I will come back. Now, let's talk about forgiveness. Have you ever considered the fact that when that brother stopped coming to church and he stopped fellowshipping with Christians, that one, he lived in 99, follows the one, that one, brother Kennedy, that one, sister Vero, sister brother Marcos, that one, why didn't anybody among 99 say, let's go and look for him? Abi? They are mature Christians there. They say, leave him. He's very arrogant, stupid, and bastard. Leave him. Let him even go. His wallah is too much. Have you not seen people that when they left, you were happy? Eh? Okay. It's like nobody has offended you before. I mean to say, okay, have you ever had people who stayed with you, then when they left to travel back, you were happy? You say, okay. The day I was living with one brother, God used to help me. I just came to Lagos to work. I was in Oceanic Bank. And the brother said, you will assist me. Let me. He's somebody that when I used to preach in those days, he would come and sow a seed into my life. In fact, there was a particular day the seed he gave me, Ose, was more than the honorarium the church that brought me. In the same meeting. Same meeting. He wasn't the one who invited me to come to Lagos. The honorarium the church gave me was by far lower than the one he himself gave me. So when I came to Lagos, he was happy that I'll be living with the anointing. After 2 weeks, he started frowning his face. I did not know that Lagos is like that. You know where we come from, we love community. Even many of our house fellowship center, they are in the community. Everybody knows where the member of the church are. We know. If something happens, you will see the way the members will troop in. The brother started freezing. I know when you are not wanted, you start making mistakes. I mistakenly heard the anger. I just heard the anger. The anger broke. I did not mean to break. I just held the anger. I wanted to remove. I did not know that the wood, the thing decided to disgrace me. I have to now tell my landlord that I broke. I was sweating. Not that I have the money. Now, you would think that because he was doing like that because I didn't have a job. No, I was going to work. But because I thought I would be there for 2 weeks and we rent out, I didn't know that the way we rent house in Oshogbo and Ibadan is not the way we rent house in Lagos. Lagos, renting a house is a full-time project. By the time you finally get the house, just go to your contact and type agent. Type agent and see how many names come up. You have collected agent number here, there. See what's up. How far? You will see pictures. You will say, where did I get this picture? It's the house. The slum. You will see slum. The room they sent to you beside a gutter that this one is cheap. You will see everything. The brother was angry with me. I had to fix the whatever. I stopped eating in the house. So it was a serious matter. This is my own brother in Christ. One day we were talking. He now made a statement. We were talking about somebody else, but he now made a statement. And I perceive it was the Lord that used him to talk to me, even though he was the one offending my life. He said sometimes, in order to preserve a relationship, it's better to go far from the person. I heard God. So I now realize that in order to preserve the knowledge I already have of him in the past of being a blessing to me, I needed to hasten and get a room. I went to rent house in a place where anytime it rains, my TV will blow. Anytime there's thunder, Pastor Desmond and myself, once you hear it, check, the fuse is gone. The guy, Taufik, that was repairing the TV, he has bought the fuse plenty because he knows we come every weekend to change fuse. The TV was sharp multi-system. Some of you know that TV, sharp multi. That TV is so reliable till I came to Lagos. But I had to do everything to protect. Do you know that when he was going to get married, it was my time to pay him back? Because I was the one who did part of their counseling. Now, me, I'm okay. The girl sees me as a spiritual father. The girl was mine at the age of 35 or 36. But she came to me and said, if you tell me not to marry him, I will pull out. Ah! Say, it's time to punish this guy. It's time to punish this guy. You will cry. When they tell you why, I say, go and meet Pastor Gwinga. Ah! Selabada. Ah, you will feel fire. He was already doing everything. Me, I just waited. I'm the one in charge of that case, the IPO. I was waiting. The Lord did not permit me to do the way I would have wanted. I started laughing at myself. Today, they are living in Abuja, serving the Lord. They are both pastors. I would have allowed my vengeance to destroy something the Lord wanted to do. God's will is more than your anger. God's will is more important than your need for vengeance, your need for retribution. You want to show them that God is not... Hey, if you know what God wants to do in the future, you'll be quiet. Today we are friends. If it comes later, nobody remembers. So I just told myself, well, God, whatever I do in life, try and be great. Please tell your neighbor, try and be great. I had to forgive. I told you that story because of the remaining verses. Jesus said, if your brother trespass against you, the recipe for Christian forgiveness is that go to him first. Don't talk to Sister Rolake. Don't talk to Fumi. Don't talk to David. Go to the brother, even if he's your pastor, and say, Baba, I'm offended. Don't try to be dodgy. This is the problem with politicians. They ask the vice president of America. I don't know why somebody will. They told you, set the question you want to answer in the exam. Or you are the one that set the question. You still failed your own question. I don't understand it. Don't understand. You are not even qualified to be a local government chairman. If the question people are now asking you are interview questions, can you tell us your greatest strength and weakness? Can you tell us how your previous roles are? Is this interview for KPMG's offer? This president of the biggest country in the world, they're asking her what's her weakness. She still could not answer. They are looking for how to make abortion free. How to allow gender to be changing anyhow. But people are hungry on the street. The man that is hungry, is it? Is gender that is worrying him? Do you think that's his problem? Somebody just got fired. You say, we're going to make America free. Freedom, freedom. I vote for Trump. He bless this one. He will put food on my table. This one, they're never ready. They just say, madam, go and sit down. She's looking for 20 million now. She's in debt. Money that I can use to serve God. Jesus said, if, for instance, here now in this church, or you and a Christian, you know, someone at the office, there's a misunderstanding, go to the person. And when you go there, don't try to beat about and say, for me, I feel offended by what you did. Fumi only has one question or response to give to you. What did I do? The moment Fumi is done talking, I'm so sorry, I didn't mean to. Maybe that was not what was on my mind though, but you know, I think I'll just have a bad, my sister, I am so sorry. It's not really about whether you didn't commit the crime. Satan is looking for an occasion to take a child of God out of the presence of God. And he has chosen you as the weapon to use. The moment someone says, it's just like maybe as I'm preaching, and someone can go say, Pastor, that thing you talked about, you know, is what I discussed with you. My sister, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it that way. God did not exempt the pastor from saying sorry. Praise the Lord. I say, among all the people in the church, the pastor is not exempted from saying sorry. In fact, if there's any group that is exempted, it is the sheep, the lamb. Because those ones don't know anything. Those babies in the Lord. They can, it's just, if your little child bites your finger, will you throw her out of the window? She doesn't know what she's doing now. If your child wakes you up in the middle of the night and starts crying, asking for food, the baby is just, let's say, 7 months. Because you need to sleep, will you open the window and say, you know what? You have refused to learn. Farouk, call the megad. Catch. Will you do that? You won't do that. Even though you know you need to be at the office 8 a.m. because of a presentation, you won't do that. So the only people exempted are babies. But you that you have been hearing me for God knows how many years. Some of you have been here since the beginning of this church. You have no excuse. The moment somebody, try to make sure that person's mind is calm. Not to say, how dare you. The moment you do that, the situation, the story will change. Somebody will become angry, they will start raising their voice. And I've checked all those people who are in this WhatsApp group. They refuse to join the evangelism team. They will now sit down, call three of the elders, Pastor Tokwe, Pastor, please let me attend to Sister Moyo. I don't know, she's saying something. Pastor, this is not the first time that Funke is doing this. I try to avoid that. You see, that when, Pastor, I don't want to talk much. But you see, when you hear, I don't want to talk much, just get a seat. Because you will hear everything. Come on, let me tell your neighbor, it shall not be so amongst us. God doesn't want us to live like spiritual hooligans. We'll use precious time that we can use to win souls, disciple people, to be settling quarrel between Sister Funke and Sister Moyo. Meanwhile, the matter is not really about that thing. She said she stepped on her. It's because of Brother Marcus. But nobody can come out and say it's because of Brother Marcus. So we'll look for any other reason. But you know, it's if two women are fighting, it's not that thing they are fighting about. Hallelujah. Should I allow some comments and so that in case some of you have. Do you know that what causes quarrel that make the whole village to gather? It's not that thing that happened. Those two people, they've been checking themselves little by little. Nobody noticed. It will just be one small thing. Paper on the floor, or you mistakenly step on her. Yes, I've got you now. They will call pastor, start raising their voice. Somebody came to the office, this was a few years ago, and reported somebody. Sunday morning. In my mind, like, is this what you want me to use my anointing to do? Before I climb the pulpit, I say, okay, I beg. It's too early. I cannot be living in peace in my house. Then come here and be, forgive. Hallelujah. You too, forgive. Let's join the service. After service, you can come back. But even now, they did not like it. Jesus' strategy is that you are not permitted to go and challenge a person, to go and report a person to another Christian if you have not spoken to the person first, the person concerned. Please, are we together? This is Jesus. So please, if you have any problem with what I'm saying, I'm just a messenger. Open to Matthew chapter 18. Start reading from verse 12. Jesus said, and this is possible only where the church or the group of Christians, maybe let's say you have a few Christians at the office or in the church here, they all believe the same thing. Some people see that kind of meeting as a confrontation. When somebody comes to you and say, Fumi, I don't like the way you stare at me. Fumi, that some people have been saying, Fumi can even be looking at me. You are angry. And some people are just not wise. If somebody is pretty and she looks at you, it doesn't mean she's a seductress. Because there was one church I used to attend. Once you are yellow, I didn't say fair. Once your skin is yellow, you are marine. You are from the marine world. Which you will never see. Before you can join the choir, you must do deliverance. Yes. You cannot be yellow in this church without going through deliverance. If I used to thank God. There was a time, you know, we brothers in the church. You see, Pastor Tokwe, this is your hair. Oh. It's not hair. This is your head. There was a time my head used to shine more than this. And one day, the... Not area pastor. Is, you know, we are students. Like area coordinator. Maybe something like that. That, you know, coordinates more than one campus. He came for retreat. He now said, look at that brother there that I said, I just went to scrape my head. Like, it was in that darkness, it was shining. People could see that there's somebody here. My head was shining. See, this brother doesn't have anything to worry about. He's focused. He's focused. They said I was focused in the Lord. He was trying to talk about, you know, anytime we gather students, they all talk about dressing, talk about relationships. So I don't funny. He now use me. If the man knew why I scraped my head like that, he would not use me as an example. Me, I would just scrape the head so that at least it will take time. It will take time for the hair to grow. Then I didn't have comb. So I wouldn't need to be looking for comb to comb or brush there. So they scraped it, was shiny. Only for the area coordinator to say, see, these are our brethren. They know the way we do it. It's not distracted. It's focused. You can see even the way it's looking at me. It's focused. I say, sir, if you know why my head is shiny, like you will not use it. I'm not a good example. Don't look. You better look for somebody else. Now, it's very possible that Jesus also still made provision that it's possible you go to a sister or to a brother and say, I did not like the way you spoke to me last week at the office. And the brother may not take it well. Jesus made provision for that. Jesus didn't say condemn. He said, go with another Christian. Let the Christian stand between you and that person. Okay, sorry, what happened? Okay, yes, yes. Brother Marcus should not have said that now. He said, I thought. Yeah, we are not thoughting here. Nobody is talking. You don't assume silence. Or if you want to know something, ask. Like a brother that was in a video that was buying gifts for a particular sister, and the sister was always very happy. And then brother now said, let's talk about marriage. The guy said, no, I'm not married, no. I bought you iPhone 14. He said, it's just brotherly love now. He said, eh? Do people do brotherly love with iPhone 14? The clothes, all those shoes. See, I just, you know, you are my brother in Christ. Say, you will marry. You will marry. Me, I cannot. I don't do free things. So the brother was upset. The sister too was playing the first one. So after the brother did not see anything. She was collecting iPhone, collect clothes, collect shoes, collect recharge card, all those recharge card, dinner, take out. She says, this brother is special. The brother say, it's either you vomit all those things, or you marry. That's where they ended the drama. Jesus made provision for bringing in a fellow believer, and I don't want you to see it as offensive, because what the devil will now do is that, Fumi invited Sunday because she's close to Sunday, and Sunday must support Fumi. You understand? Satan will begin to give strange ideas. That quarrel, instead of settling, will now become a very big problem. A lot of us Christians make the mistake of assuming that we are God. We think that if somebody offends us, we think we know why he did what he did. The person may not even be aware that he has stepped on you. The person is just staring at you. Maybe he's thinking about the problem that happened in the office earlier in the day. You say, oh, look at the way she's looking at me like a wicked person. Then you go and challenge her. That your evil eye. That your evil eye. God will blind every evil eye. Which evil eye now? This person is having her own issues. Your evil eye. Your eye of seduction. Yeah, I know what God told me. You are just suspecting innocent people. And most people say God said. That's why even me, I'm a pastor. If you tell me God said, I suspect you. Because it's the easy way for people to lie and get away. Go and check everybody God spoke to in the Bible. Did their life ever remain the same? Or you just go and say, God said. When God spoke to when Cain heard the voice of God, he ran mad. Cain. When you hear God, you either become aligned or rebellious. God can never talk to a man and the man will stay in the middle. Lie. Either you follow God or that thing will push you away. God will never, God talk to you. You say, this man was praying, God said. And you are like this. You still ate this morning. You didn't start fasting. God spoke to you. Your prayer life did not revive. You did not take your Bible and you are reading it inside the bus. God spoke to you. Nothing happened to your soul. God spoke to you. And you carry envy and unforgiveness. God spoke to you. He gave you revelation for her, but he did not tell you about the unforgiveness in your own heart. God spoke to you. You think God is interested in gossiping? If God wants to talk, he will talk to you about you. God left your bitterness. Told you about what he wants to do in the life of Moyo. God left you that you are fighting with somebody. So God cannot talk to her. It's now you. You unforgiving unbeliever. So when people say God said, sometimes I'll just be laughing. Because people are just playing. Jesus said, when you have taken the second step and the person refused, what should you do? He said, go and report it to the church. Now, at this junction, please, if you can open your Bible, let's look at that place. Verse 17. If he shall neglect to hear them, tell it to the church. Now, if he neglects to hear the church, let him be treated as an heathen. Please, if you have another version, maybe amplified or something, just put it there. Or message or something. He said, if he refuses to listen even to the church, let him be treated as what? As what? A pagan. Who is a pagan? A man without God. A man without faith in Christ. Treat him. Jesus said the moment he cannot be appeased, throw him out. Because that one will begin to poison everybody in the church. An angry church member that refused to be appeased should not stay in that church. Please hear me. Hello? I said an angry church member, an angry Christian, who everybody cannot beg, and he says, okay, I'm not angry again, should not stay. Jesus said, let him be treated as a pagan. Don't mention my name. Jesus said it. How can the whole body of Christ, because this is the church, this is a local church. If everybody comes to you to say, but she says she's sorry. Until God speaks to me by himself. Eh? What God are you looking for? This is the body of Christ. You can see the pastors here. You can see some house fellowship leaders here. You can see my church Christian. If you can find 10, 20 people, they say, please, we know she has offended you. Please forgive. And you say no until God comes. What did the Bible say? Treat her as what? As a pagan. Facebook people will not like this one. Instagram Christians will not like this one. But this is in our Bible. God said we should treat you like a pagan if nobody can appeal to you. There must be somebody within the body of Christ that can say, it's enough. It's enough. No more fighting. Doesn't that make sense? I hope people are enjoying this message. Eh? Church is quiet. Should I change the? I still have 5 minutes. I can preach something you like. I have many good messages. In fact, these days I have plenty good messages. Since I've been pastoring here, I've been preaching a lot of good messages. Wonderful messages. The only thing that people don't tell me, but me, I know the messages are good. Jesus said, treat them like pagan. The person may be the prayer leader. The person may be an assistant pastor. But if he cannot be appeased, then we should treat him like a pagan. Then here Jesus began to connect the issue of forgiveness to the power of prayer. Go to verse 18 and 19. Let's round up here. We may not be able to finish this, but I hope somebody is learning something. You don't have the luxury of unforgiveness. You have nothing. You are the one who will lose. And nobody's judgment is in your hand. In fact, if it seems as though the matter is in your hand, go and keep it in God's hand. Don't put anybody's future in your hand by virtue of anger or unforgiveness. It's too much. It's too much load. Come on, put up that scripture. Verily I say, this was after Jesus talked about forgiveness. See the next thing he said. Very importantly, I say to you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth, this is only possible to a community that is united. Jesus, this scripture, immediately after Jesus talked about removing the pagan, because as long as there's one person amongst us of whom is not united, we don't sit together. What did David say to us about how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell in unity? He said it is like the unction, the oil upon Aaron's head. There's a priesthood that can only be established when there's true unity. I didn't say when we are all perfect. I say when we are united. I didn't say when we are perfect. I didn't say we'll not offend each other. But when there's genuine love and understanding, the day I offend you, also remember the day I was good to you. Don't say that, pastor. Me too, I'll say that, member. If I hear that, pastor, I will also say that, member. Remember the day that brother also assisted you. Don't just go and start broadcasting. The moment Jesus talked about this, he started talking about the power of what? Of agreement, the power of prayer. Put up that scripture. It says, verily I say unto you, if whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. That means there are some things that are loosed on earth now, and they are only loose because Christians have failed to pray the right way. There are things that are happening to the life of many Christians now that God is not approving of. But when people don't follow the rules that support the ministry of prayer, they will be praying individually, but what God wants is for us to pray corporately. Corporately. He said, whatsoever you lose on earth shall be lose. Give me the next verse quickly. Let's end there. We'll continue this another day. Are you blessed tonight? 19. And I say unto you again, if two of you, come on, say two of you. Can you see Jesus was really talking about our communal life? If two of us here shall what? Shall agree on earth as touching anything. It may be about your business. Do you know there are people that are not married now? They are fasting and praying alone. What God wants is for them to find a partner and pray together. If you pray with someone that is single like you, and the person is not, your prayer is not, go and look for a married person and say, sister, I've been trusting God to be married. Please, I love the way your home is. Can you pray for me? Or I want you and your husband to pray for me. What will it take you except humility? But you want to prove that you fasted 71 days and God came to you alone and he told you by a prophetic message. He spoke to you in your right ear and told you that on so-so day you'll be married. You want to prove your spirituality. Here you are. See yourself. Some things can only be dealt with by corporate agreement. Put up that scripture. So don't say because somebody did 71 days and God answered the person, you too will now start 71 days and you become lean like bonga fish. Some of you don't know what bonga fish is. Gen Z cannot know bonga fish. There's one fish, one dried fish like this. Anytime my mom buys it, they use it for ogbono. She will even be eating it. It's not... Who said Kwanladia? Don't let me please. No. This is like a... Okay, let's go back to the word of God. I don't know the name of that fish, but it's dried fish. They put it in ogbono. You just... Don't worry, man of God. They say we should forget the name, so we have forgotten. He said, if two of you shall agree as touching any matter, shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be. So we will start here on Sunday. So when we come on Sunday, a lot of us will pray prayer of agreement. Say amen.
Amen.
Finally, verse 20. Where two or three, come on, say two or three, are gathered together in my name. Jesus said, I will not send an angel. I will be there. That's the power of fellowship. That's the power of fellowship. Jesus was in your house this morning, you didn't know. When you sat with a brother or at your office, and maybe during your break time, you are just looking at scriptures. 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Jesus says, if I find two of you, this is what we call koinonia, this fellowship. This is what, I know the God I'm serving. This is what it will take away from me. I know the realms and the potter. This you will never ascend. Because what Jesus said is, where two or three. God never wants any of us to be so powerful that we will not be able to live in a community again. It's good as a pastor to be anointed. But if you are anointed, you must now, when you are in the midst of the body of Christ, you must be a brother. You must know, a lot of people don't know how to be Christian brothers again. A lot of ladies do not know how to be Christian sisters again. They must call them pastor. Bro, let me tell you, your official title is bro. Sister, can I tell you, your official title is sister. Thank God for the office of a pastor. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And prophet. Amen. But an apostle. Amen. But it's also good for you to Sunday to see me and say, Brother Gbenga, do you need anything? And I'm being very sincere with you. Because sometimes these titles we have make us forget who we are. These big, big titles we have make us forget who we are. Up to the time Kenneth Hagin died, they still refer to themselves as Brother Hagin, Brother Kenneth Copeland, Brother John Avanzini. They still, as big men of God, though. If you know some of these men of God that knew Bishop Oyedepo when he was young, they used to say Brother David. They still refer to him as Brother David. He's a bishop to you. We must not lose our brotherhood. Amen. That is Satan's strategy to ultimately destroy the church. When we lose our sense of family, our sense of brotherhood. I will never be perfect to you, but I can be perfect towards God. But it is also a good thing that I also know that you also may not be physically or humanly perfect, but it should give us the opportunity to be able to settle our differences anytime we have them. Finally, it takes humility to live a life of forgiveness. It takes humility. A humble man can never forgive. A proud man can never forgive. He will always be standing on his right. Even the day he's guilty, he will still stand on his right. A proud man is a very dangerous man. The Bible says a proud man, God knows afar off. There are many things that God can stand. He can't stand a proud man. Go and stand there. The Lord will help us. So please, what I've shared with you today, I know you already know it. Go and practice it. The next time you see somebody say, I know, I will read Job 33. I will put key in the middle. I will put key in the middle. The Bible, when I read that Job 7 times, the Bible will turn. Once it turns, you are going mad. And I never see anything. When we are young, those are the things they used to threaten us. I'm telling you, if I read, see you this woman, if I read Job 33 for you, I say it's the Bible incantation. See, you will hear all kind of things. You say,
Do you know that I heard 7 book of Moses? I thought it's a part of the Bible that I didn't read, that I've not read before. 7 book of Moses. If I go out because of you, if I go on the mountain for 7 days, madam, sorry, are you a Christian or a Bible? Because the way you are talking, you are sounding like a witch, like a wizard. Say, if I read Job 33, I'll put key like this. That's how they say, I will read 7, once the Bible turn, you are mad. You go mad. You now say, it's not up to that now. Madam, sister Rebecca, no. They say, no. She wants to try me. I've been serving God before you were born. Go and ask your mother. Your mother is the one that knows me. Hey, people will be begging Sister Rebecca in the neighborhood. You say, are you to go and beg her now? You know she's as old as your mom. Naomi, now come. Stand down, mother. It's not like that. I did not say, no, don't beg me. Let us even test and see. And see who God will answer first. Please tell your neighbor, that's not the way of Christ. Please let me tell your neighbor, that's not the way of Christ. Now, let me tell you what the way of Christ is. Many times you will look like a fool. You will be genuinely offended, though, and God will say, don't talk. You will hear them gossiping about you. God will say, don't make any comment. Some people may even choose to believe their gossip. God will say, don't explain yourself. Just let it go like that. So you see that to be a Christian, you need the Holy Spirit. But in this church, we will be Christians. Amen. I say we'll be Christians. So let's rise in our feet. Amen. Are you blessed tonight? So all of you that they are not here, I don't believe we have people here that are living in malice but we need to hear a message like this. We'll put it on the website. So any day your brain is touching, just go and download this message and play it again. But by the grace of God, we will be controlled by the Holy Spirit. Amen. I pray for everybody here and those online, you'll be filled with the Spirit of God's love. Amen. I pray for everybody here. You will be filled with the Spirit of God's love. Amen. I pray for this church. The Lord will give us a heart of genuine fellowship, brotherhood, and community in Jesus' name. Amen. That wherever we go, we will be known for our love life. Amen. We will be known as people, Harvest Word, we will be known as people who truly love the Lord and love our brethren. Amen. Lord, we receive the grace for anyone here, peradventure somebody who has been deeply hurt, the grace to forgive and let go in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, our Father, in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Hallelujah.